Iowa. This is a million plus people. Like, the kids, you guys know, I mean, we know, we're grandparents now, thank you very much. And we've got two granddaughters who we love a lot. And we it takes us another hour. We get going in the morning. We got to plan on another hour to get going. And they're good kids. They get things. By the way, they're ready to go. They dress themselves. They haven't had a breakfast. But it still just takes time. So you parents know, or those with family, you know, it takes a long time to get families known. There's lots of families here. And there's herds of cattle and sheep and goats. There's all kinds of stuff. This was a huge process. The fact that they got over it all in a single day is the grace of the Lord. But this took a long time. And that water was standing the whole time. They were just going across. It was an unbelievable thing. God is in the midst of the Jordan. Before the Ark of the Covenant of all the earth was passing over before the end of the Jordan. You see that? God says, I'm going in. I'm not going over. I'm not going past. I'm not waiting for you on the side. I'm going into the Jordan. And that is great news. No matter what you think about the Lord in terms of theology, listen to this. God goes into your stuff. He goes into the Jordan. There is not a single thing that will ever, ever come our way that Jesus does not go into on our behalf. There's a river that makes glad the city of God. God is in the midst of it, and we will not be moved. That's what Psalm 46 says. God is immediately present with his children in the midst of that which stands between them and the end. We're going to where he's called us to. But there's stuff in between. And God does not get to the other side and say, look, when you make it, look me up. He does not. He is there in the midst of our stuff. And that is a huge blessing. That's a huge. We need to preach the gospel to ourselves all the time in that respect. We need to keep saying, God is here. He's not waiting for me until I get my stuff together and my act together and get cleaned up or give up this habit. He is here now. He is ready to take on my suffering. Come to me, all you are heavy and burdened laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I'm lowly of heart. Now, Jesus calls us to himself. God is calling us to himself in the midst of that river. We've lived in Sicily for 3 years. So I have an affinity to it. With Carla, we enjoyed swapping stories and stuff. Excuse me. And we love to go out one day a week and we explore. Midweek day off, and we go up into the island where you can get away from the tourists, and we just explore villages that were just adding villages. I got tops of mountains, down, and my language skills were slim to none. But the teams are wonderful. They'd love to have you try to learn the language. They'd love to be a help to you. So we go up, and I think one time we were trying to find an old olive press, not the ones that are hydraulic, where they're churning out the olive oil like crazy, but the ones that had the horse drawn wheel that just gigantic stone wheel that would grind the olives and press us off. So we're looking for this thing, and we meet a guy, and we say, Susie goes to the boy, and we're trying to olive, and we're just making up words, and we're going up, and it goes, after 10 minutes, I've been trying to work with this, and that's not getting any further questions. Expecting, which means, wait, expecting. And he comes around, and we've got this brown van again, the VW vans, the engine in the rear piece of stuff. But we've got this van. He says, expecting. He comes around, and he gets in, been destroyed. God fences us off all the time. But he prevents us from passing in and being consumed by his own holiness. He's right, and we're wrong. He's righteous, and he's holy. We need to have this. So all through the Old Testament, what do you see in the life of Israel? You see this ongoing sacrificial system. What's it all about? Even in the Old Testament, what do they know for a fact? Blood He's moving this book. See, the fence of all the Old Testament still existed. When Jesus died on the cross, do you remember what happened? The thing that represented that distance, that separation between God and man, not.